Kirby and Josh.
Oh, that's a Wednesday.
And it feels good.
It does. I feel just loose and limber now.
Just had fun. I had a lot of fun with you. I think it's the games, the banter. You're a good bloke.
Well, yeah, no, it was a bit of fun today. You know, sometimes it just depends on what's happening in the news. Because if there's nothing positive, it's so hard to find a story to get your opinion on.
It is. But I'll happily give you an opinion. Yeah. All I'll say in today's Yenna, wafting farts pops up. don't know how you managed to get that in, but far out.
It's a funny story.
It's funny.
It's a funny, funny story. What else did we do? Ad game was another good one. Runaway was funny.
I love that. Kids always run away when they're younger, or at least threaten to. It turns out we've got a repeat offender here in Geelong.
I know. I don't think she stopped.
Frank should be a fun person to hang out with, though.
I reckon. It did sound like it. Right up your alley, you know, when it's not going your way, you sort of just
run
duck
away.
Off.
Yeah. Do I?
I don't know, potentially.
Also, love that we delved into the world of darts.
Yes! I feel like it's a sad loss, but a great story.
Great story. That's something we should speak about more.
Darts?
Yeah.
Is that our Olympic sport? You know, we're talking about Olympics. Should bring that in the Olympics.
When things open up, I reckon you and I join a dart team.
Jogging and throwing dart at the same time. Imagine that as a sport.
Well, it's a dangerous one.
It'd be like, you know, if you've seen the Winter Olympics where they shoot and then they also ski.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like, wow.
There's a lot going on. We're not even good at one thing.
No, that's so true. You can check out the whole podcast right now, though.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, for yes. Let's see where you're sitting today.
Yep. Always tip-top, Josh.
You are tip-top chipper. As you would say.
You righty. Do like chipper, don't chipper. You?
I just feel the chipper. here we go. Stripping your bed when leaving a hotel room.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. No way. What? Why? That's, you know,
That's
paying.
That's their job.
But I'm paying money for that service. That's why I like staying in a hotel room, because I don't have to make my bed.
Are you one of these people when you go to your KFCs, your Maccas, and you sit down and you've, you know, finished your meal, I'm not throwing it in the bin.
Oh, no. No.
Help.
I would never do that. I hate that.
Good.
Hate that. No, sorry. This morning I went for a walk and there was a beer can. On like close to the beach, so I picked it up.
Filthy.
But there wasn't a bin close, so I had to. It looked like I was holding on to a beer.
Drinking early.
For the whole morning.
You're like, oh, Herbie's around again. anyway, so a guy has divided the internet because he strips his bed and puts it at the end of all the sheets at the end of the bed, wrapped up so that they can do it. A couple of housekeepers got up there and said, oh, I love when this happens. Others saying, don't do it. We like to bundle it all up in one go.
In one go, yeah. I mean, if you had an accident or something, I mean.
That's. There you go. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what you're doing, but if you're drinking early, obviously like you are, maybe there's an issue. Tony Hawk.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
He's pretty cool. I'm about Tony Hawk, so nah, yeah.
Oh, see, I used to love Tony Hawk until I watched All About That Mayhem, doco that you've got to watch.
Told me to watch that, but it's not on any of the streaming services.
Yeah, right.
It's
okay.
Quite hard to find.
Don't wink at me. How are you going to do a legal download there, are you? No. So Tony Hawk has released a brand new skateboard, and what makes this, you know, so different is that it's blood-infused, his blood infused in the paint, and it's sold out within 20 minutes.
Why would you want that?
I reckon because it'd be worth a lot of money eventually.
But he's
when
blood.
He passes away. Yeah, but you're not. It's not like running blood. It's just in the skateboard. So but, I would, if you could buy one, well, I reckon it'd be a collector's item.
But for me, there's better purposes for blood, aka saving lives.
Of course.
Why don't you donate your blood instead of donating it to a bloody skateboard?
You make a very good point for once.
Go to 13:14:95 to donate blood today.
Making complaints about your boss.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Have you?
No. Yeah, nah, never. But if they've done something wrong, you better.
Would you dub them in if they did something
Big
dodgy?
Bad Barry.
Oh, no, he's the greatest man of all time.
He's too good. Nah.
We're actually pretty lucky here.
We're great bosses. We're very fortunate.
Absolutely. Thanks for keeping us on.
Except one of them. How's Windchime? Just don't trust him.
Oh, yeah. He's the big boss, so don't say anything. a boss has been fired and he's lost in court after an employee basically said, like, so he complained because the waiter was having an argument with the boss. The boss then farted in front of the customers and then wafted, got his hands and wafted it towards the waiter.
Is there anything more amusing than a person wafting their own fart?
Oh, brilliant. Well, he's in trouble for it.
I wish I could do one on cue because I'd waft it your way.
Oh, God. You do it all the time anyway. Driving
you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
As kids, we all threaten when we're younger to run away from home. You have a little argument at home and you go, I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
That's right.
But some kids literally do leave. And there is a girl in Russia who supposedly, according to her mother, is a repeat offender of threatening to leave and has attempted to leave home multiple times.
Really?
May I add, she's a sassy little character. She's only 22 months old.
Gee, she's not even two.
I know, in Russia they breed them differently.
Oh, for sure.
But she actually ended up running away and her mum thought she'd be close because normally she's quite close. Mm. But this time, unfortunately, the girl, she went further than she'd been before and she ended up went missing.
Oh, jeez.
And it took them 4 days to find her, but she was alive and well.
Yeah, yeah.
And has obviously went off to hospital, but she came back and she did a little interview afterwards and the mum said, we've got our daughter, we're very happy. Will you do it again? She said, no, I've learnt my lesson this time. And then you can, like a minute later, the mum goes, she'll be gone tomorrow. Like she just loves just running away.
Yeah, right.
Which did get me thinking of the greatest runaway of all time. If you've seen this from Wife Swap America, it's King Curtis.
No, I keep losing at deals, and I don't want to make a deal anymore. I am leaving.
Curtis.
I won't be coming back until Saturday when you leave. She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
That is one of the best things, I reckon.
I love that. And he's running away due to him not having his junk food anymore.
That's right.
Especially his chicken nuggets.
She was trying to make him eat something healthy.
And he said no.
He's like, no. I keep losing it, dear.
I'm out of here. And I do recall vaguely as a kid, I reckon I threatened a few times because my brothers, they would never include me in games.
Yeah.
And being one of five, there was always four-person games. And so the fifth person was myself who missed out. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need some kind of attention. So I'd attempt to run away.
Yeah.
But I thought for a bit of fun, four-hour Wednesday, to bring some smiles to everyone's lives, let's go back down memory lane and find out, why did you threaten to leave home?
That's right. 52232955. Did you threaten to leave because something didn't go your way as a kid? Or was it your kids? They've just gone, you know what? You've confiscated the Wi-Fi or something like that.
Something always so petty. But at the time in your life, you are angry.
52232955. We'd love to hear from you. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
We're asking on 52232955, why did you threaten to run away after a little Russian girl has threatened her whole life to run away and this time she actually did end up going missing and was found 4 days later alive and well, but she's only 22 months old.
That's incredible.
She just really doesn't want to be at home.
As a parent, wouldn't you?
Exactly, but she has promised her mum that she won't run away again, although the mum has said, I don't know how long she's going to keep that promise.
Well, put a gate up. You know, put a baby gate. Honestly.
The parents coming out of you right now. Oh, we do have Sarah from Kerr Lewis. Did you threaten to run away as a kid?
I didn't just threaten. I did multiple times.
Really?
The problem was I always ran to the exact same spot and then got super confused when Mum would find me really quickly.
Oh, wow. So what was it generally over, Sarah? What were you sort of upset about that was going on at home?
Any time I had a disagreement with my mum or my sister, I would just stomp off to the playground two blocks away.
I mean, what a
just
spot.
Angrily swing until they found me.
Did you pack a little bag or anything or just you and your little body?
It depends. Because I was mostly through primary school. As I got older, I used to take a book to read when I was at the playground.
When did running away stop? How old were you?
Well, we moved
right.
When I was 11. And then it got to the stage where they just sort of trusted me. Yeah. That I would come home and stopped coming after me, so.
Didn't answer the question though, did you? So are you 18 or what?
Still doing it.
I ran all the way to Geelong, so.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
want you to guess. Now it's time to put your boat to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
Oh, that's right. It's that time of the week.
Oh, yeah.
No Bilbo. He's at home. He can't come into the office. Not essential, unfortunately.
He's not essential. But a girl who is, and a person we love, is Chandra from the newsroom. Welcome
Hello.
In.
How you doing?
Good. Love that intro.
Isn't it great?
So good.
Best thing he's ever done.
I reckon it is.
I think it's probably the only thing he's done.
It's a masterpiece.
You put it on your CV, I reckon. That's for sure. Hey, so you've got some items from around Geelong, the Surf Coast, the Ballerine, from Gumtree Marketplace. We're just going to get closest to the amount.
I picked up something from Marketplace last night.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, so you've been cheating.
Well, it's already sold, so I don't think this will be up there.
Okay.
There's some drawers.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
We'll
yeah,
see. Oh, hopefully so for my case.
Alrighty. First item, Chandra.
Yeah. Kicking it off with a small bar fridge and a freezer. It's white.
I tell you what, how good would that be in lockdown?
Mm.
You've got your freezer and fridge in the kitchen, but then you've got one in your room.
I'd love one under my desk.
Oh, Chandra.
Life of a journo, am I right?
Life of a journo.
You got to deal with that news somehow, you know.
Yes. Snacking away.
Take note at the 4 o'clock news how Chandra's going there. Oh, what am I doing? Okay, I think I've
when
got
you're ready.
Just any time.
You're stuck on the fact she's, you know,
just, yeah,
talking
just
us
about
hidden habits.
All right. So, Herbie, you said 70.
I feel I've gone too high.
Josh, you've said 40.
Oh, I have.
The price is 80.
Oh!
So, Herbie.
Jeez, you've gone an expensive
well
one there.
Done.
But is it really? Because if you were to buy it new...
But think about it, it has the freezer part as well.
Oh, that's true. What are you putting in there, Chandra? Under
someone
your desk?
Has
my frozen patties.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
And margaritas.
Very innocent. All righty, next one.
All right, next one. It's called Magic Soil. Use it to grow your plants faster. 40-litre bag. How much is it?
Magic.
I was thinking it would be like magic sand.
Yeah.
Remember that stuff?
Magic soil.
You put
soil.
The sand in the water and it... looks all gooey and then you pull it up. No.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was fun. Magic soil.
Not much of a gardener.
Maybe you should get some then.
Okay. Jeez, a little slight jab there.
I don't know what's happening today, Chandra.
Almost an uppercut after. But have you already got that fridge under your desk?
All right, Herbie, you said $28.
Josh, I did.
Josh, you said
$22.
The right price is $10.
Oh, that means
no.
We're going. That means we are going. Hold on. Oh, we're going to do this.
A tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
This frustrates me. I'm never good at these situations.
How much is an antique rocking horse? It's grey and it's obviously been used.
Is it in good condition, though, would
it's,
you say?
It's in good condition.
Looks good. Antique rocking
horse. Is this
horse.
Something that you've looked at maybe for Georgie so you have an idea?
I don't get the point. Like, I probably won't get a rocking horse, to be honest.
Okay.
We're looking more at the those bikes, the balance ones.
Oh, the balance bikes. Oh, yeah. Kids can fly on them. They go quite quick.
Alrighty.
An antique.
Don't throw me off.
She's trying to like
an antique
you in
rocking
a different
horse.
Direction.
I'm just kidding. This is,
oh,
this is
hard.
Number.
How big is it?
It's like a standard
little,
rocking
little
horse size.
It's like the size of a child because it's a child rocking horse.
Okay, children are quite...
Is there an adult rocking horse that you've seen before? Is that what you think?
No.
I don't want to know what's at your house.
I think I've gone too low. I've gone too low for an antique. Ah, oh, Herbs.
Wow. All right, Herbie, you said $180. Josh, you said $110. The correct price is $1,500.
$1,500.
Well done.
Jeez, love your kid.
I said it's antique.
You did. But
you
also
said it was child size as opposed to the adult ones that you get. It's
$1,500. Who's buying that for your kid, mate? They're going to grow up.
Look, no, I'm not going to buy that for
Have you been tucking into that fridge? Because did you read it correctly?
Yeah.
Was your sign a bit blurry? Is that what
extra zero on that, was it?
Yeah. Look, I might go get
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Chandra.
Actually.
Heavy and Josh driving home at K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Derby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
And Herbie, police have given a reminder to all those people in Geelong and the Surf Coast that are visiting the beach. You know, maybe that's to do your exercise.
In your 5 kilometre radius.
That's right. Because apparently there's been a few break-ins to the cars at the moment.
Which is not good. It's not good because you like to trust people and you think maybe you're going for a surf, you're going for a walk, you'll be back to your car shortly.
Yeah.
No one's going to break in, but there's people out there.
Yeah, it's like, and there's never, there's no, no one's come up with a good way to store keys on the beach.
You know?
Like, no one's really
there's those car lock things, but people are breaking into them.
That's right. And so it's like, oh, what do you do? But yeah, police obviously saying just put your key in a safe place or as safe as you can when you're going for a swim. Have you ever had a break in your car?
Not. Have you looked at my car? I don't think I leave the key in it. I'm hoping someone will break in.
I haven't. Well, technically I haven't. So, but I remember I had to lie to say that I had someone had broken into my car. So
hang on, Josh.
So what had happened was I haven't done anything dodgy. So I lost a pair of sunglasses. And then Kat's like, well, let's buy you a new pair of sunglasses. And then these ones you have to take care of. Because I only had the other ones for like a short time. And I'm bad with stuff. So I just take it off and I don't remember it is.
I'm useless. I'm with you.
Like my wallet's like somewhere in the office right now. I don't know why.
So is your coffee.
I don't know why I took it out. Anyway, so I realized that I lost my sunglasses again.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can't tell Kat because she's going to absolutely...
She's already given you a warning.
She's going to be fuming. So I made up a thing that, oh, someone must have... I left my car open last night. Someone's taken out the sunglasses.
And just your sunglasses?
That's it. I said, oh, there's some coins gone, maybe. I don't know. Anyway. And she's like, oh, this is ridiculous. Like, how unfortunate is that? And I was like, yeah, I know. But what can you do about it?
So two pairs, she, 2 months.
She booked an appointment with the insurance company. So I was like, and I didn't want to tell it. So then she's like, did you have the call with the insurance company? And then so when the insurance company called me up, I said, I found them. So I was like, yeah, I had it. They're going to pay us. It's all good.
So you paid for another pair.
Good. All right, yeah, I nailed it, to be honest.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You're annoying.
I love this time of the week.
Who doesn't?
It's just taking a look back at some of the best ads that have been created, the memorable ones.
Well, like the Qantas ad yesterday. We were having a chat about that.
Yes.
Yeah, will that be one that we remember?
I had a thought last night because the old ad was, I've been to cities never closed down. Do you reckon they had to make a new one because of that?
Oh, yeah, they could.
They've gone.
Okay.
We do.
Bit sensitive right now.
Yeah, but you know what? Great ad. Don't think it's going to be in the ad game in 10 years.
All right.
But some...
Are we still going in 10 years? Is that what you said? Jeez, you've given us a long shelf life.
A girl can dream, you know?
Yeah,
a girl can dream. But today I've got 3 different ads for you, Josh, and so you simply just have to work out the brand, the company behind it. I'm hopeful.
Don't say it. Don't say that.
I'm hopeful. Yeah. I reckon, because some of these, I'm telling you, it's getting a little trickier to find some ads because we've played the game for a while.
Yeah.
Some of these are quite easy, right. I think.
Let's do the first one then.
What drink do the fruit pickers drink when the fruit pickers aren't picking fruit?
What drink do the fruit pickers drink when the fruit pickers aren't picking fruit?
I'm just going to go with like a cordial. Is it... Oh, what's the brand? It's a cordial, isn't it? It's Cotties.
It's Cotties.
It's going to be Cotties.
It's Cotties. It's Cotties. Country Blend.
Cotties Country Blend Cordial.
Yeah,
it was sort of an orange flavour. I liked the orange
Cotties.
One.
Yeah, not my favourite Cotties commercial, like the other ones.
Well, the other ones really give it away what it is.
The literally says it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one.
At the river mouth, the bears catch only the tastiest, most tender salmon.
Ah, it's got to be John West, doesn't it?
It is, but listen to the next bit. Don't know.
Oh, look, an eagle.
I don't know if these days... that ad would be allowed.
Oh, there's some ads, I reckon, that you're just like, whoa.
It's a ripper ad. It's when there's a guy literally taking on the bear for the salmon.
Mm.
But they get into quite a violent fight. So I think these days people would be going, no. But you know what? Well, back in the day, well done. And do you know what, Josh? Well done to you. If you get this next one, three.
All right, here we go.
Fresh peck from the tree. It tastes so good to me.
It's Goulburn Valley... Cups or what are they? Oh, what is it? It's Goulburn Valley.
You're so close. I can give it to you.
Well, first they pick it and they peel it and they put it in packs. There's no sugar added because we like it like that. Fresh pick
from the tree, straight to Golden Valley. Ooh, Golden Valley, here we go.
You've got it. It's the Golden Valley Fruit Snack Cups.
Is that a Golden Valley Fruit Snack?
Ah, bang. Love that. It wasn't foursome.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're winning gold medal and doors open up.
Well, what are you thinking? Do we need to go to the Olympics? No doors are opening for us at the moment.
I don't even know what sport we do. We wouldn't even do that well.
Beach volleyball? It's a team.
Bring back the lawn bowls. Let's hope we can have a crack at that.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
As I was saying before, that one of Australia's great exports in terms of sporting has passed away at the age of 33. Not many people would have known about this man, though.
Who?
Kyle Anderson, one of the world championship darts players.
Oh, at 33.
At 33, young age,
that's
isn't
so
it?
So sad. Darts is an incredible sport.
Isn't
180.
Honestly, watching darts, you think about it, it's in your shed at home and you go, oh, it can't be that big of a sport. When you see a tournament on TV, my giddy aunt, the crowd they pull and how rowdy they get.
Oh, doesn't it get loose in the crowd?
Wouldn't you love to go and be a spectator?
Because the people in the crowd are wearing like the best outfits, aren't they? There's always a banana for some reason. Oh. I don't know what it is about a banana suit, but someone in the darts crowd is guaranteed to be wearing
in a nana suit. And I love how loud they can be. It's not like your golf or your tennis where you've got to be quiet.
Oh.
At darts, you can be as loud as you want and they still get
especially
it every time.
When you hit one of these, it's
180.
It's crazy how good they are.
That's right. So isn't it funny? So the top earners are earning over $1 million a year, which seems crazy, doesn't it?
Far
for
out.
Playing darts, which is, you know, you don't have to be an athlete.
No.
You have to have finesse though, because I suck at darts. I don't know if you've ever played.
I try too hard and then they don't even go into the wall, or you get it above the wall, actually in the wall.
Yeah, you miss the actual board that's behind the
Sorry,
actual...
Sorry, Mum.
So it didn't actually start on the boards we play today. They actually used to wind up rope really tightly so you could throw the darts into it. That's
into
how it
rope? Happened.
Yeah, back when they used to start.
Oh!
Which is pretty insane, isn't
that's
it?
That's a good fact.
And then basically they were playing before the World War. The first ever perfect score. So this is insane. So obviously, you start on 501 and you have to work your way down. And that's why you hear these ones out. It's
180.
That's when you hit
they're great at maths as well.
Aren't they? You've got to be quick. The callers, aren't
they're
they?
Quick.
I'm still trying to work it out. So you want to hit your triple 20s three in a row. So that's 180.
Yep.
So you start on 501. So the first perfect score was in 1984 at a televised. So it took a long time.
Wow.
To get a first perfect score, obviously hit six in a row of the 180s or whatever it was, and then
84.
And then hit 17 or whatever it was.
Far out, 84. That's not that long ago. I mean, it's long ago, but that's quite recent.
But now they just hit it all the time,
left, right, and center. Tell you what, I wouldn't mind seeing darts at the Olympics. Bring that in.
That's not a bad call.
If you brought in rock climbing, you can bring in darts.
Rock climbing was pretty great, though.
I wasn't expecting it to be that
good.
No,
you weren't. You're just like, you know what? This is quite engaging. I actually enjoy it.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I guess probably one of the biggest ever pop stars that's ever existed, I reckon.
Beyonce.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Tay-Tay.
I think she's up there.
She'd have to be. Especially because she jump shipped. She was country and then got into pop, and she's just huge.
So she has released a lot of albums recently.
I mean, throughout COVID, it's kind of been great because if you're a big Taylor fan, she's just gone boom, 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 boom.
Anyway, so she's joined TikTok now to announce that she's got a brand new one coming out November 19th. So she's just been hammering it. Talk about using your time productively.
Yeah. Because did she re-release old music?
She's re-recording it because the other guy, Scooter Braun or whatever, owns the rights to the masters or whatever, so she's re-recording it.
But she's just got so much music because normally artists, they like to hold back because when you release a song, it might be big in the States, but then it could be big in Europe, so you've got to wait some time. But she's just going boom, boom,
tell
boom,
you what,
boom.
That is going to be a big concert. There's a lot to work from.
You need two parts.
So what we're going to do is famous people that are on TikTok. So I've got their songs. And then I'm going to reverse it. So,
okay.
But these are big songs. I think you'll know all of them.
See, I don't follow many musicians on TikTok. I follow more just your strange cat.
Yeah,
you know, the
absolutely.
Odd the oddballs.
Love them. Love the Oddballs. They're just good.
The musicians you hear daily. We listen to their music. Do I need to say them on TikTok? No.
No, it's a different platform, isn't it, TikTok?
Exactly.
Yeah, stick to Instagram. Anyway.
Only Jason Derulo have I seen on there because he's sort of good. The king.
Yeah, he's insane, isn't he? All right, your first song, okay?
Good as hell. It's Lizzo.
She sounds quick.
Wow. I love Lizzo. Don't follow her on TikTok, but I do. I'm a big girl. She's just great.
She's awesome,
she's great.
Isn't she?
I love
really
her.
Funny. All right, there you go. Okay, there you go.
Do you know it's good because I haven't had a good track record with your games of late,
no,
so
haven't.
I'm glad I've got one on the board.
All righty, next one. Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, run into the altar like a track star. It's Justin Bieber. Oh, God. This is our jam, Josh.
We love it. We love it.
I love the Biebs.
I still reckon it's running to the ocean, but I...
You know, you sing it every time.
Each time. Last one. This will be a bit harder because it's a bit of an older song.
Okay.
But it's still a very popular person.
And they're big on TikTok.
Same sort of era of music as the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as she used. Well, actually, she's released music recently.
Has she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Within the last 12 months.
What's her age bracket?
So she'd be about the same age as me.
Okay. So 40.
Famous dad as well, she's got.
Oh, she's got a famous dad?
Yep. He was more of a country singer.
Oh. Is it Miley? I came in like a wrecking
ball. What a song.
I tell you
greatest
one thing.
Song ever.
She can't do wrong in my books.
Nah, love Miley.
Superstar.
Brilliant. Well done. 3 from 3.
Thank you.
Good job.
Well done. Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. There is a big push to try and get all of Australia, or majority of Australia, vaccinated at the moment. And on top of that, you want majority of the world vaccinated so we can go back to living that life we once lived.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? We're just talking about travelling overseas. Oh,
it'd be heavenly. You and I are trying to book in our appointments as we speak. But it's some of the incentives for vaccinations that you and I have gotten a little bit excited about recently, especially in the States. Seems to be a lot of incentives. There's lotto tickets that...
I know. When are they bringing that in? When can I win $1 million for getting the shot? I mean, I'm more than happy to get a shot. Don't get me wrong. But if there's a little kicker, you know, why
I hear
not? You. Something for free.
And it turns out it's not just your everyday civilians over in the States that have incentives. It's also your inmates.
Right.
So if you're in prison, they're giving incentives to get the jab.
Really?
Which is crazy because I don't know if anyone listens to us from Barwon Prison, but maybe this is something that they could implement there.
Yeah, let us know. If you are listening, 5223 2955.
Maybe there already is incentives there. You wouldn't know. But over in Washington, one of the prisons there has soups for shots. So what they're offering is they're going to give inmates 10 free packs of the popular ramen noodles, which you can get from your canteen in a prison, and for just the jab, so you get 10. So at the moment, they've given 900 packets of ramen away to 90 inmates.
That's a must-be, like, a big thing. Very popular.
It's very popular in prison, because you know it's hard to get your hands on certain items when you're in prison.
Yeah.
You might not know. You might.
Right.
I've seen it on docos, Josh.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I gotcha.
But I started looking into, because I was like, if they're giving ramen, is there something they could give they could give for an incentive? And it turns out on like the black market, the inmate market, stamps, they hold high value because snail mail is one of the few sanctioned forms of communication prisons have. And stamps these days, it's like $1.10.
That's right.
Holy mackers.
And I can't imagine they're giving you a dollar value for it.
No.
You know, like it wouldn't be cent for cent.
Obviously, clean urine is
big. Well, they're not offering that as you get your shot.
And they've also instant coffee.
Okay.
Which is a big thing. But then I did think about you with the instant coffee because you wouldn't get jabbed.
No.
You wouldn't.
I love how you thought it'd be a great idea to bring up clean urine. You know, like, there you go, hey, you know what?
Give it a little. We'll give you something as well. You can pass your next test, you know. Jeez, Herbie and Josh. Okay, Rock 9.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A lot of people getting deliveries in the mail at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say this. Throughout the pandemic, I believe that the post has gotten better in terms of, you know, before they used to always leave the little slip?
Yeah, yep.
But now they leave the packages a lot.
At the door. Yeah. Unless otherwise specified, which is great because going to pick it up is a disaster.
It's a hassle. It is. And the worst is when you're home and then next thing you know, the slip's there and you've gone, hang on a second. I was home.
No one knocked on the door.
Especially at the moment. Everyone's home.
That's right. Everyone, that's why they've got to do it.
Everyone is home, which is why when I see anything about the mail at the moment, I'm getting quite excited because I think it's a joy in everyone's life. Like I got a parcel yesterday. Love you it. Beauty. Little bit of happiness.
Something new. Retail exactly. Therapy. Love that.
But when I read this, I thought, ooh, bit interesting. Don't know how I feel if I got sent this in the mail. Didn't even know you could do it because all it said is through the US mail system, so might be different here in Australia.
Let's hope so.
You're allowed to send human feces and blood through the US mail. Unsure.
So the only thing I can think of, aside from that being gross, is it for medical reasons? Like if I need to send, like, hey, I can't get to the doctor.
But I can send a stool.
Yeah.
Because you do get sent, you'd be close to coming up to that age when you get sent that in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. What age is that? Right. I don't know.
I think it might be near yours. You're getting older.
What's that then?
Old?
Yeah.
But it did get me thinking because I was like, if you can do that in the US mail, what else can you send? And it turns out over the years, I think definitely something about the States. They do weird things over there.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Do things differently. But there was a guy back in 1916. His name was William and he decided to build a new bank, but it wasn't in the town that he was in. And he could travel there, but the items he wanted for the bank, because it must be different back then, was in his town, and he worked out the most inexpensive way to get the bricks he wanted to the new place was to send them via post.
Oh, like what? So he's sending an individual brick at a time rather than chucking it on a truck.
Exactly.
That's
he
insane.
Sent 80,000 of them. That is weird. Imagine
having to deliver that day. And like
another one. One, two, three. Also, going back to sort of the medical thing you said, diseases. Back in the day, there was smallpox, that scarlet fever germs were all sent by physicians to other health boards. Just in a little thing. Imagine now if we were sending just some, dare I say, coronavirus, just here you go, in the mail.
Off. Jeez, there it's wasn't frisky. A lot of practices in there, was it?
No.
And they wonder why there's like, oh, God, we had another one, another accident.
And believe it or not, this one's probably the wackiest.
Yeah.
It used to be legal to ship babies through the US Postal Service.
No, it wasn't.
In the early 20th century, anything under 11 pounds could be sent via the parcel post. So one couple took that a little too seriously and sent their 8-month-old baby through the mail for only 15 cents to his grandparents' house.
Oh, wow.
I can let you know, to end on a happy note, the baby is okay.
The baby is okay. Yeah.
Imagine that. How many stamps did that take?
Quite a few.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.